Canadian-based Barbadian economist Carlos Fort has a strong view on this country's decision to reopen its borders to tourist traffic at this time.
The Motley administration's recent decision to reopen Barbados's international borders to facilitate international travel reflects the government's haste to reboot the local tourism industry. This is premature and may prove to be counterproductive. The government of Barbados is playing Russian roulette with the health, lives, and livelihood of Barbadians. As the world is currently witnessing, there is still no vaccine or effective treatment for the very contagious and opportunistic COVID-19. The risks associated with COVID-19 are as live as they were in March. Nothing fundamentally has changed. Indeed, in some ways, the risks are greater today than they were 2 or 3 months ago. What has been achieved by containment measures? Social distancing and isolation can be so easily reversed if governments and individuals drop their guard, resulting in strained healthcare systems, deaths, and economic calamity. Premature reopening of the economy risks the very real prospect of a second edition of comprehensive shutdown measures in an effort to contain the spread of COVID-19. The economic shock from another shutdown will be more devastating to the economy and the social fabric of communities than a gradual, measured reopening. Patience is a virtue. Once infection rates have stabilized to levels manageable by the healthcare system or are on a decline, a gradual reopening accompanied by protocols that encourage hygiene, social distancing, and wearing of masks in enclosed areas or when social distancing is not possible is prudent. The government of Barbados' decision to lift the curfew and relax other containment measures to allow domestic economic activity to resume is appropriate. However, given the infection risks associated with air travel in general and the mounting COVID-19 cases in Barbados' main tourism source markets, such as the US and the UK in particular, Barbados should not have rolled out the welcome carpet for tourists at this stage. Indeed, the risks to Barbados posed by the trans-border spread of COVID-19 are greater today than they were in March, when countries across the world began instituting border closures and grounding airlines. Barbados belatedly closed its air and seaports to commercial travel in April. It was fortunate to escape an outbreak fueled by higher numbers of COVID-19 infected people traveling to Barbados. That was due in no small measure to international airlines halting flights to Barbados as their host countries mandated the closure of their own international borders to discretionary travel. This cannot and should not be overstated. Rather than pursue this high-risk, high-stakes policy of seeking to attract tourists now, Barbados should be preparing for reopening in time for the winter tourist season. By that time, we would be in a better position to reassess the risks associated with tourism as virus hotspots in North America and Europe may be dissipated by then. At that time, we will also be closer to the availability of an effective vaccine. Can you imagine the damage to Barbados' tourism product if there is a COVID-19 outbreak in a few hotels or communities? Why risk compromising the traditional peak tourism season and the economic recovery? Do not let COVID containment fatigue breed desperation. Yes, the Motley administration did a reasonably good job in managing and containing the spread of COVID-19 once cases emerged in Barbados. But it would seem that it has not learnt from the nation's brush with danger, averted only by airlines halting flights to Barbados in April. It also appears that the administration has not learnt from the missteps of US authorities as it pursues a policy that places the economy and Barbadians in harm's way. Ironic, isn't it?
That's a view from Canadian-based Barbadian economist Carlos Fort on Sagicor's early business.